Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC in New York, this is the Soundcheck Podcast.
The fatal vision, come and shake me up, shake me up.
The song you're hearing behind me is Ghost Pressure by the band Wolf Parade. Good tune, but what is a wolf parade? And what is it about wolves that makes so many people name their bands after them? There's Wolf Mother, We Are Wolves, Howlin' Wolf, of course. Well, an overemphasis on animals is one of dozens of ways to ruin your band name. At least that's according to my guest, Dan Ozzy. He wrote a fairly comprehensive list of what not to do in naming your band for Vice Magazine's music blog, Noisy, where Dan is the editor. You can read his primer on how to ruin your band name at soundcheck.org. Dan, welcome to Soundcheck.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
First of all, a disclaimer. Just because you don't like a band's name doesn't mean you don't like the band, right?
Right. I tried, when I was compiling that article, I tried to focus on ones that were indicative of the band being not good, but there were some good ones on there, and there are some, most bands have terrible names. Some of my favorite bands have terrible names.
So the photo at the top of your article is Hoobastank.
Yes, which people know, people mentioned didn't fit any of the categories.
It is a bad name.
Yeah, they're kind of their own category, which I guess is don't make up a terrible word for Hoobastank. I'm trying to think of a worse word to make up.
Now, if you Google wolf band names...
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, you forgot one. There's Wolf Eyes.
Oh, there's thousands many, of them. I didn't forget one.
There's another one called Wolves in the Throne Room.
There was one of the South By festivals in recent years, a couple of years ago. It was like every other band had Wolf in the name. It was just, what is going on
here? Was it the same
here?
Showcase?
Somebody should do a Wolf showcase.
Where it's just all those bands put together.
So are you against wolves in particular, or are there other animals that get overused?
I don't even mind if it's Wolf Parade or Wolf Eyes or Wolves in the Throne Room. What seems kind of lame is when bands just... pick an animal and that's the name of their band, i.e., you know, grizzly bear or golden retriever or the mountain goats or foals or panda bear.
But these are some great bands.
Those are, you know, yeah, they're fine, but I put maybe grizzly bear something or the angry grizzly bears even. I don't know, you know, something.
Yeah.
Something to specify.
They don't sound angry, though.
The pleasant grizzly bears.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not naming the band. I'm just saying.
Well, maybe they should be the pleasant grizzly bear, but to us, they're just grizzly bear, and this is what their song Gunshy sounds like.
The cold keeps tearing at me. Slowing down my blood.
That's Gunshy from the 2012 album Shields by the band Grizzly Bear. Dan Ozzy doesn't like that name. You don't like a lot of names, it seems.
Well, I'm not saying... It's really funny because the people that got angry about it, which I... Calm down, first of all. it's not like a look, like, don't do this. It was more of me just like, you know, I come across a lot of music in my day-to-day, mm-hmm. and I notice a lot of... bands that are very similar. So I was like, you know, let me put these into different categories. And when I sat down with it, I was like, you know, there are a lot more bands in these that fall into these categories than I realized.
So this is not a new problem, right? I mean, you know, there have been bad band names going all the way back.
Yeah, I mean, I think the 80s hair metal was an especially bad time for bad names.
But even going back further, you know, I mean, take a name like Led Zeppelin, which was thought to be a pretty bad name initially and has turned into kind of a classic name.
Yeah, I guess here's the thing about band names, I guess. If you're going to name your band something bad, that's fine, but then you own it. You know, you gotta make it unabashedly yours, I guess.
Well, and one of the ways that some bands, at least, have done that, and this is like one of your categories of how to ruin your band name, is to insert kind of nonsense characters into your name.
Yeah, that's a pain as a music writer. Godspeed You, Black Emperor has... I've seen it, Godspeed You, exclamation point. I've seen it, Godspeed You, Black Emperor, exclamation point. So, like, I don't,
The exclamation point comes after the U. It's Godspeed You,
Black
exclamation
Emperor.
Point.
But then
Black
shouldn't
Emperor.
It be Godspeed You, comma, Black Emperor?
Do you not sing God Rest You Merry Gentlemen at Christmas? Because you got that comma. Where does the comma go
I just
there?
Don't want to have a grammatical discussion over a band name. I just want to listen to the music.
Fair enough. So one example of that, I mean, you mentioned Godspeed You Black Emperor, the Montreal band, but Panic at the Disco is one that probably more people will know because they're more mainstream band.
I like Godspeed You Black Emperor. I do not like Panic at the Disco. They have the same sort of name structure, though.
Yeah, the Panic.
Panic.
Panic, at the disco. Exclamation point, at the disco.
Yeah,
They make it to Dan Ozzie's article, How to Ruin Your Band Name, which he wrote for Noisy, Vice's music blog, where he's the editor. And this is Panic at the Disco.
The gnashing teeth and grinning tongues conspire against the odds, but they haven't seen the best of us yet.
This Is Gospel is the name of the song from the band Panic at the Disco. There is an exclamation point after the word panic. And boy, Dan Ozzie, that just that just gets his knickers in a twist, all of those exclamation points. Sometimes it really can be difficult. It's almost like bands are purposely making it hard for you to be able to say their name.
Right.
There's the band Chick, Chick, Chick.
Chick, Chick, Chick.
The three exclamation points.
Yes.
And one that you... took on in your article and which unleashed a wave of opprobrium was Sun.
Yes.
Which is, it's S-U-N-N and then the letter O and then a bunch of closed
parentheses. Yes.
So it looks like Sun O, which
yes,
is
Sun-O.
Having heard the band but never having heard someone say their name, I thought it was Sun O.
Yeah, isn't it so funny when you just read about something over and over again and then you have a real world conversation about it and you get to the word and you're like, wait a second, I don't know how to say this. Like,
yeah.
I've just read it a bunch of times. Sun fans were the most vocal about that article. I guess, I don't know, stoner drone rock dudes don't really have much of a sense of humor, but they all let me hear about how they were like, well, actually, if you had done your research, Sun O... O is a reference to a very loud amp, and that's fine. But what I'm saying is maybe you shouldn't have named it after that amp.
Maybe I shouldn't have to do that kind of research to be able to say your name.
Right. So it's always funny when you're having a conversation and you're like, oh, you know that band Sun? And somebody's like, no, who? Sun O? Oh, yeah, right.
You know, like... Yeah. Well, this is what that band sounds like. This is Sun, and it took the night to believe.
Crying,
That is the band Sun, which, you know, is a kind of a cool band. They have a distinctive sound, but it's spelled S-U-N-N, and then the letter O and three closed parentheses. Angry Sun listeners told you, Dan Ozzie, that the O, it was an amp. I had heard that the O and the parentheses were a kind of way of signifying a microphone. So,
oh, interesting. Maybe the amp name came from the, I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
Whatever it is.
They're pretty good, so I'll just judge them on their music.
But Dan has put them in his article, How to Ruin Your Band Name. Although they've got so much company. You can read the whole thing at soundcheck.org. Dan is the editor at Noisy, Vice's music blog, which is where this article first appeared. You know how people have sort of been riffing on the keep calm and carry on, the British signs from World War II.
Sure.
And so now you can get keep calm and eat pizza, or keep calm unless there's no coffee. My favorite is the one that says, stop telling us what to do. and that's basically, that seems to be your problem.
Oh,
with
another
these.
One. Yeah, there's a Bring Me the Horizon and...
Say Hi to Your Mom.
Say Hi to Your Mom. A lot of these I'm just kind of poking fun. I genuinely think Say Hi to Your Mom is a terrible name because it always makes me think of that that Mark Wahlberg SNL skit where he's like,
say hi to your mother for me, all right?
And it always makes me think of that. I don't know how they go about their day with that name.
So bands like And You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead.
Also a great band. I don't know if they changed it officially, but I think logistically it probably got annoying. And I know they often go by Trail of Dead.
Trail of Dead, I don't know
if that's like their official name now. But
do you know this Austin band, I Love You But I've Chosen Darkness?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Haven't heard much from them lately, but...
Maybe they're editing their name.
Maybe they're editing their name.
My least favorite name is a band that I put on there called We Butter the Bread with Butter. And I just put the name on there and I hadn't heard them, but I recently listened to We Butter the Bread with Butter and I found out that they're like a German band. And so I don't know if it if it translates better in German.
No.
Or it doesn't. I like to think that they just came to America and the first thing they did was go to Denny's and the first thing on the menu that they saw was We Butter the Bread with Butter. And they're like, yep, that's good. I don't know. And that's what they went with.
What about the category of bands with weird or unnecessary punctuation and or numbers?
Yeah, there's that band. Again, it just looks like I sort of look at that band. I think they're pronounced 303. And the band is the number 3 and then the word O and then
right.
3 again and then an exclamation point or something. I don't know, but it's all one... cramped together in one word.
But some of these, Blink 182, hugely successful.
Blink 182 is a band that people, again, wrote me to tell the origin, as if I didn't know already, I do. Blink 182, there's already a band named Blink, and they changed it to 182. Supposedly, I don't know if this is true, but the rumor is they changed it to 182 because that's the number of times the F word is said in the movie Scarface. So they added 182, and I get that. But again, maybe they could have changed it to something else entirely. It would be amazing if that kept happening. If people just kept picking band names that were already taken and just adding numbers
like
to them.
Like Gmail addresses.
Yeah, right. But yeah.
All right. Now, we're speaking with Dan Ozzie, editor at Noisy. That's Vice's music blog. He wrote, How to Ruin Your Band Name. And there are so many options to you enterprising young bandmates out there. And you can read the whole thing at soundcheck.org. But Perhaps the most unforgivable in your list are the names that you describe as misleadingly badass.
Yeah, I closed with that.
Now, this is
badass.
The opposite of We Butter Our Bread With Butter, which is a very friendly kind of name,
like,
and then turns out to be a kind of hardcore band.
We Butter the Bread With Butter is like a skunk. Like, it gives off this terrible odor, and it's like, don't go near this animal. And I'm like, okay, cool, I'll stay away, and I did. Some bands, like, I first heard the name War Paint, and I'm a guy who appreciates a good hardcore record. I like a band called War Cry, you know? So I was really amped to hear War Paint, and I was like, oh, this is not at all what I want to listen to. I mean, they're fine, you know, they're like a kind of twee-ish indie rock band. They're fine, but I was, kind of...
The name led you to expect something else.
Kind of a letdown, War Paint, sorry. Again, like, it might be something that I could get into had I not had my expectations so high on their band name, you know?
So who's at fault here? Them for the name or you for the expectations?
Man, I don't know. It's just like, I guess not everything is as advertised and I should know better. But I don't know. Maybe they should take a little bit of blame. Somebody brought up a Death Cab for Cutie. And that's an interesting word because it's got the death cab part, which sounds kind of hard.
Right.
And then you have cutie, which sounds a little bit wimpier. So I don't, you know, they sound kind of soft, but if you listen to some of their lyrics, a lot of it is really angry breakup music.
And kind of dark at times.
Yeah, kind of dark. There's that one song, Someday You Will Be Loved, that's really kind of mean. I think I read an interview with Ben when he wrote that album, and he said something like, people are going to hate me for writing this because it's so mean and selfish. I'll give Death Cab for Cutie a pass.
Well, why don't we hear a little bit of them to wrap up? We've been speaking with Dan Ozzie, editor at Noisy, Vice's music blog. You can read his article, How to Ruin Your Band Name, on our website, soundcheck.org. Dan, this has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it has. Thanks so much. A great name for a show, Soundcheck. Perfect. Soundcheck exclamation point 030312 parentheses.
I once knew a girl in the years of my youth, with eyes like the summer, all beauty and truth. But in the morning I fled, left a note and it read, someday you will be loved.
Thanks for listening. Stay connected by subscribing to the Soundcheck podcast on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and download the new WNYC mobile app for free. See you next time. I'm John Schaefer.